Are we coming here? I thought to myself that every yontif has a special message to Klal Yisrael, to everyone, each and every one of us. There is a message of the yontif of Purim that may relate to us more than any other time of the year. And any other occasion in feeling that Klal Yisrael can feel a special feeling, the message that was given over to us. In Chazal we see that in the time of the second Beis, at the end of Golis Bavel, we see this from the beginning of the Megillah. Chazal say, Masechet Megillah, Loman Ischaivu Yisrael Ba'oisi Ador Kloya. What was the reason of the Gzeira? Of the Gzeira of Homon, Lahashim de Laharig El Abed Eskola Yehudim. What was the reason this means to tell us that nothing happens to nobody? Not in plural, not in general, not in the klal, not in the prat. Only if there is a reason. A ruchni is the reason. Lomen eschaivu Yisroel bo'oisi adok loyo. I don't know if I, small man, would live at that time and I would hear a gzeir of Homan. I would think it's natural. Everybody knows Homan, and everybody knows Achashverosh, and everybody knows the Persian Goyim, and everybody knows the Modai Goyim. Everybody knows them. It's natural. The gzeir of Lahashmed. What does a guy think a whole day? This is what he wants. And Chazal tell us, no. A goy can't do anything to a yid. He can't. A yid lives on a different planet. He can't even touch him. Loman is chayvu Yisroel sheboyis ador kloyo. So Chazal say, the nanu musidosum shel Achashverosh. That Klal Yisroel Achashverosh made a sudem 180 days, and in that 180 days, Ashtiya Kados Ein Oines, and they had all foods and all drinks and all wines, and everything was even made with a hechsher. It had a hechsher from Motre Atzadik. It didn't have a hechsher from, but in the stump there was a hechsher, and it was kosher, glatt kosher, glatt kosher. Suda by Achashverosh. And Klal Yisrael, well, Achashverosh is making a Suda. Well, after all, we all live in this country. And we all have to rely on his mercy. We have to rely on him. How can we stand and not be intervened? And together with the Suda, it's something that... And Chazal tell us, this is the reason... Neschaivu Yisroel ba'oisei ador kloyo. The reason of the gzeira, I would think it's just the opposite. If we would stand from the far and the goyim, where are the Jews? Where are they? Huh, the Jews, as Homan said, Tachashverosh. Yeshnoya mechot mefuzera mefoyred. With the same shoynis mikolom. They're different than everybody. They have different menhagim, and their whole lifestyle is different. They don't intervene with us. They don't interact with us. They have no shaykhs with us. You have to get rid of them. This is what Homan told Achashverosh. What would I think if Homan would say this? We should have, that was another opportunity to get mixed into them. So Homan shouldn't say we're the same Shoinos. He shouldn't say we're different. He shouldn't say we're different people. He shouldn't say that. And Chazal tell us a very interesting secret. Lomon eschaivu Yisrael ba'oise hadok loyo shenenu mesedosem shalach ha'shveinus. And Homan, why did he make the gzeirim? What was his reason? What was the opportunity and the possibility to make the gzeirim? Because he told Homan, he told Achashverosh, that the Yidden are different. Doseyam shoynes mikalom. Homan says, I want to make a gzeirim because doseyam shoynes mikalom. And Achashverosh agreed, yeah, you're right. Now Chazal say just the opposite. Why Loman is chayvu? A very interesting story. This tells us, it gives us a focus on the understanding of what is Purim and how we have to understand what is the Yom Tov Purim and what to have, we have to be happy with and dance and sing the Yom Tov Purim. This is like somebody went to the doctor and the doctor tells him, you have a problem, something is wrong with you with your hand. Let's say he has pains in his hand. And the doctor tells him, you have to take this medicine and this medicine and this medicine. And then he goes to another doctor and tells him, you have a mistake. The reason why your hand hurts is because you're taking those medicines. Yidden at those times was at the end of Golis, 70 years in Bavel. Chazal even tell us that were some Jews that were so much, they gave up on hope. On the Gula, and they gave up on hope and their whole Judaism. They thought that God left them and he no more wants has nachas ruach from their avoidim. He no more enjoys their mitzvahs, no more enjoys their Torah. And this is the way Klal Yisrael lived at the end of Golis Bavel. And therefore Chazal tell us that there were even hidden at those times they got married with goites, because they felt that Klal Yisrael is, after the Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left him. And therefore, when it came to the Suda of Achashverosh, they felt, well, this is our circumstances, this is what we are, and this is who we have to be. Let's not show ourselves we're different. Anyway, this is the case. Let us live with the Goyim. Let us live together with the Goyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael. And those words, Yesh no yamechot mufuzer ha-mefoydet ben ha-amim, v'doseyem shoynos mikalom. This is not the reason of the Gzeirem. The reason of the Gzeirem is the nanum sedosa shel Achashverosh. Chazal tell us that Purim, the message to us Purim was that we were mekabel the Torah again. What does this mean? We were mekabel the Torah again. This means we understood that though we are in Golis, though we are together with Goyim, though it looks that the Goyim can make Zeiris on us, and they rule on us, our strength that will rescue us and give us our Atzlochem is Kabbalah Satoira. This is our Atzlochem. This is the Kimu V'Kiblu of Purim is a different Kimu V'Kiblu of Shavuos. Shavuos, we were at a high Madrega. Poskos HaMosom, we had no more Yetzirah. No Yetzahara, Chayrus Mamalech Amovis, Chayrus Miyetzahara, and we said Nasir and Nishma, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu revealed himself to us, Ponim b'ponim Dibur Hashem Imochem. We were Makabal the Torah. Now Klal Yisrael was in Golis. Now Klal Yisrael was at the end of Golis Babylon. And there were Cheshbonis where maybe we had to go out of Golis. And Klal Yisrael saw we have to stay here in Golis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left us. Through the Nes of Purim, the message of the Nes is Klal Yisrael in Golis, Klal Yisrael with Tzoris, Klal Yisrael is the kingdom of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael with the Haman. Our existence is Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim to be Mekabel the Torah. This is our existence. And any other way of behavior to mix, to interact with the Goyim, this is a reason of Lahashmed Laharig Lahabed Iskola Yehudim. This is a Yom Tov to make this into a thing. This is a Yom Tov. This is our strongest message in our days and our goals. This is something that we have to live with. And therefore, when Mashiach is going to come, Chazal tell us, Kol ha-yomim toivim, asudin is batil. All the yomim toivim, though there may be still be yom toivim, but the great simch of the yom tif may be not the same as when Mashiach is going to come, because the great goal of Mashiach is going to be so great that it's going to overpower the goalis, all other goalis from Mitzrayim, and the great Kabbalah Satoira that is going to be in the time of Bias HaMashiach may even greater than the sight of Kabbalah Satoira we had Shavuos. But the Yom Tov Purim will remain for us forever. It may be because the reason when Mashiach is going to come and we're going to ask ourselves, how are we zoichem to be a Mashiach? What was our existence in Golis? Yom Tov Purim, that we knew that we are Klal Yisrael, and this is our strength, and this is our existence. And if we mix in together with the Goyim, If we mix in together with the Umas Ha'olam, Nan Umas Hadassah Shel Achashverosh, Gzeiros Kloya. Not only that, in Zohar HaKodesh, it tells us a certain story. Yecheskel Anovi. Everybody knows Nevi'as Yecheskel. And the Nevi'as Yecheskel, he explains the Kisei HaKovet, what he saw, his sight of Nevu'ah that he saw. So the Zohar HaKodesh asks a question. A Novi, it's not nice for him to tell and to sneak out what he saw in Kisei HaKovet. He can say what the Nevi'as was for him to tell Klal Yisrael. But the sight, this is a secret. So the Zohar HaKodesh asks, why did Yecheskel tell for Klal Yisrael what he saw? The big Nevu'ah of Kisei HaKovet, how the Kisei HaKovet looks. So the Zohar HaKodesh says that when Klal Yisrael left the Golis, they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had left them. And because they thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu had left them, they really cried and thought they lost everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Klal Yisrael, I'm coming along with you. I didn't leave you after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but I'm coming along with you. In Golis. And the Zohar HaKodesh says that when Yecheskel told Klal Yisrael the Nevu'ah and showed them that Klal Yisrael was going with them, they stopped crying and they started dancing. And they said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along with us, we're sure we're going to be redeemed. And the whole Golis, they didn't even feel. The Yont of Purim that we see, as Chazal tell us, Va'av gam zois b'yoisim b'eres eveyim, even Klal Yisrael is in Golis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave us. This is our greatest simcha in the world. And this is our assurance that we'll all be successful and we'll always be matzliach. I have a personal feeling in the Yom Tov of Purim. I was once zoiche to be by the Satna Rav Hishana Rabbe. And he gave a moshel to what is the day of Hishana Rabbe. And he said, once upon a time, there was a king, and his children didn't behave the way they were supposed to. So he threw them out of his palace, sent them away. And being there, they became more materialistic and magushim. And once a year, the king used to come to them. And when the king used to come, they used to stand against the king, before the king, and they used to cry to the king, take us home, we promise you we'll be good. And since the king understood, their father understood, that it's still important for them to still be not, they're not ready yet to come back home, they waited till next year. And every year the king used to come as a king with his clothing of a king, with his crown and his royal clothes. One year the king disguised himself and he didn't come with his royal clothes. And the children went out in the street looking for the father. Where is he? Maybe we'll ask him. Maybe Lav Rachmon is... Maybe he'll take us home like all the years. And the king is not here. So they went around very bizarre until they found a man, an old man, and they started crying to him, what should we do? So this man told him, I want to tell you something. this day that the king used to come, he comes again. Every year he'll come in this day. And even though you don't see him, just come into the street and start screaming, Tate, Father, we know you're here. We know you hear us. Have mercy on us. Let us see you. Let us know that you hear us. And give us our hope that you will redeem us again and take us back home. So we used to say, he said, that Hoshana Rabbah is the day. The whole Aser Simei Tshuva, the whole Yom Tovim of Tishrei. It says, Dir Shu Hashem V'Motzei Keru B'Yoyse Korif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. And therefore, we can be mispalel to him. We can ask him our desires. We can ask him our needs. There were times, there were great people, and we were zoiche to see the greatest soyeris, and everybody felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. And everybody was able to give out their heart and to say their bakoshes and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us home back. But as the years went by, the golus went greater, and we have like closed our eyes, and we don't have no more the soyeris that we used to have. But he told everybody in shul, Dir Shu Hashem V'Motzei. You should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, you can all ask the same bakoshes that you asked when you saw him. Because he hears you and he listens to you. And this himself, the bakoshes, is going to give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to us, and he's going to take us out of Golus. I feel to myself, what would happen in the story that when the children were in the street and they were screaming, Tate, Father, Tate, Tate, show yourself, reveal yourself to us, let us see you. And the father tells him, he takes off his disguise, clothes, puts on his crown and shows him, I'm here. Here, I'm here, I'm hearing what you're telling us. I'm hearing what you're saying. I hear your cry. Could you believe the simcha of those children? Our bakoshes, we see that he hears our voice. We see that he hears our cry. Not only that, we see when we don't see him, he's also there. This is the greatest simcha. When a person realizes that there's no time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with him. He's always with him. This is the greatest simcha. Purim Klal Yisrael was in Golus. And they thought they were lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left them. And there was such a great gzeirah, a big gzeirah, lahashmed, laharig, lahamed, as kol ha-yehudim. And it looked, everything is lost. There's nobody that cares about us. Nobody that feels us. Nobody to take part in our atzolem. And by the Ness of Purim, they saw the Father came out of his hidden, of his hiding place. The Father revealed himself. This is the Yontif Purim. This is our Simcha. So therefore we know where we go and when we go and how we go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And we can speak to him. And when we learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees where we learn. When I was a bocha, I learned in yeshiva. I remember, more than 20 years ago, I was a bacha, and I tried to learn. Sometimes it didn't go. What should I tell you? It didn't go. And I used to clap at the stand up. Why doesn't it go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you listen to me? Are you with me? Do you feel me? Do you see me? Do you know how hard it is for me to sit and learn? I'm screaming to you. Even I can't scream out loud, but my heart, I'm screaming to you. I'm talking to you. When I was a mishgiach a lot of years in the yeshiva of Reb Mendel Atik, and the boy used to get up very late. And I asked him, why do you get up late? You know what he told me? He told me, you think I want to get up late? Help me, I'll get up early. Does anybody feel what I feel? I was a bacha. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu see how hard I work? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu see how much in my heart, how many times a day I think, I wish I was such a good bacher, and I had a smodin, and I wanted to learn, I wanted to daven, I wanted to be a heilike yid. You know when the answer was to me? Purim. I felt so happy. The Rabbeinu Shloim is with me. The Rabbeinu Shloim sees me. When I sit at the standard with the Gemara, even the Gemara is closed, and especially if the Gemara is open, and where I go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. This gives me a great feeling to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with, he's in deep in my heart. Whatever I do and wherever I go, sometimes if there's anybody with me, does anybody feel me? And all of a sudden you see somebody, they needed money. I don't know, I give a moshla. And he had to pay his chovos, he had to pay his debts. And all of a sudden you see somebody coming out of the side. He didn't even tell it to nobody. And gives him the whole amount of money that he needs. Wow, somebody heard what I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to my heart. Purim is the yontif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all our feelings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our heart. And our answer is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're here and you see me, you feel me. And not only you hear me, and if there's nobody in the world that understands me, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nobody in the world that really can feel me. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the Simcha of Purim. It may be also an understanding. I'm not saying this is the real Tom. Why Purim, there's a mitzvah to drink a little wine and to lose your balance. What does this resemble? This resembles as a small child doesn't understand nothing, doesn't know nothing, and you see his mother taking care of him, and every cry she tries to find out what is bothering him, what is hurting him, is he hungry or something, does he have something hurting him? We show Purim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see and understand. Even we ourselves don't understand. We are shaker. But you care about us. You feel us. I once saw a shaker in the street, Purim. I was screaming. I don't know what hit him, but he was screaming, Rabbeinu Shloim, look into my heart, look into my heart. I told him, he's looking in. This is the Yom Tov Purim. I spoke here last year, I told you a story. I said a story. And I want to tell the story again because I have a different understanding in the story. This was in the time of Russia, the Iron Wall, and Stalin Yimach Shemoy. everybody that had some skills, doctors, lawyers, anybody that had something in himself, used to take him away, used to kill him. Nobody knows what he did with them. So there was a Yid that had a son and his wife, and he was afraid that they're after him because he was a doctor, and he ran away from his home. And everybody understands that his wife and child were like hidden in a cellar. They had no food, had nothing to eat. At night, the mother used to go out with the son and try to find some food to bring in so they should be able to survive. It came Purim. And the son tells the mother, "Mommy, do you know today is Purim? We have to send Mishloach Manos." But the mother said, "We have nothing in our home." So the son said, "You know, Mommy, we have a little cookie, a little cake. Who should we send Mishloach Manos? We'll send the HaKadosh Baruch." So the mother said that we need two kinds of food to send Mishloach Manos. That says the halacha. So mother said, "You know what? Let's put a piece of cake in a bowl, in a plate. And we're both going to cry on the cake. And we're going to fill a whole plate of tears. And then we'd have two cards, the cake and the tears." And the father and the mother and the son were sitting on the bowl, and they filled up a whole bowl of tears. And they said, "Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're sending you Mishloach Manos." When they finished, they heard somebody banging on the door. They were afraid, who knows who's looking. So the son crawled under, like the bottom of the door. He was able to see maybe shoes, you know, to understand who's looking for us. And he went next to the door. He heard whispering, "It's Tati, open up the door. It's Tati." And the father came and brought a whole pack of food and Mishloach Manos to his wife and child. And they said, "Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we sent you Mishloach Manos, and you sent us Mishloach Manos." This is the story. It's a beautiful story. But I feel that this story has a special, it's a Purim story, that showed that in the cellar, nobody is with them. They're afraid to raise their voice. They were sitting in the cellar, the son and the mother, crying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw them in the mud hole. V'af gam zois b'yoysom b'eretz aveyem. Even though they're in Russia, under the iron wall, under the wall of Stalin, Yimach Shemoy. People used to feel there, they're lost, nobody cares about them. Does anybody see them? Does anybody feel them? Lost souls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees their heart, sees their tears, feels them, knows every krechts of the Yid. This This is our Simcha Purim. This is our Simcha. The Father reveals himself to us and shows us that he's with us. And this is the great Simcha of Purim. Therefore, the mitzvah of Purim. This is number one. Let's go down to earth. The mitzvah of Purim is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Svarim it says that Tfilas on a skabel, and everybody runs around for brochas, and everybody says, give me the brochas, give me the brochas. This is step number two. Step number one is to sow the joy and to show the happiness and the satisfaction that we are Yidden, we are connected to the Torah, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Atzlochim is Amot Chesed Leich Knois Kol HaYehudim. Let's gather together. Let's go to the Bote Knesiyas and the Bote Medroshes. Our happiness, our strength, is the Torah, that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives us the privilege that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he is with us. Elul ani ledoidi vidoidi li. Ani ledoidi. Purim is doidi li vani loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that he is with us. And this is the great Simcha. This is the great Simcha. And we have to put it in our heart. We have to put it and feel us. Rabbeinu Shloilam, I thank you. I thank you that I am a Yid. I thank you that I am Zoyche to learn Torah. There is an interesting medrash in Eicho and in Parshas Vaschana. On the Pasuk, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And in Eicho, it's under the Pasuk of Chilki Hashem Omra Nafshi Al Kein Oich Eloi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I am part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are combined together. The Medrash says that there was once a king with a lot of officers that came into a city, came into a town. And there were girls there. One said, I'm going to get married to the Secretary of State, and the other said, I'm going to get married to this officer, and some other said, I'm going to get married to this officer. Hapikchis shebehem said, Ano nosav malka, I'm going to get married to the king. I'm going to get married to the king. Kiheim, all those officers, cholfois v'oivrois, every time they can change. V'amelech, and the king is forever. So there's a very big question. Do you have to be so smart to say this? You have to be a fool to say, I'm going to get married to the an officer. If you can get married to the king, hapikchos. You have to be so smart. The king has every, and that's the reason, kulam cholfois v'oivrois, that everybody passes by. The only one that remains in existence is the king. The king has all the money, anything that I'm going to have from everybody. I have in the king's house, in the king's palace. Everything comes from the king's palace. So you have to be so smart to say, Ano nosav malka, get married to the king. There's a vote from the Baal HaTanya. He says like this. This world, what is the difference between somebody gets married to the king or somebody gets married to an officer? Somebody that's married to an officer, she has time for herself too. Sure, she enjoys herself. She has to sacrifice herself a little to give time away for the officer. But something remains by her too. Somebody that gets married to the king has to sacrifice herself. She has nothing is left to her. Nothing is left. Everything is given away to the king. Therefore, a lot of girls didn't want to get married to the king. Hapikos understood that the only way I can have existence forever is to get married to the king. There's a great Olam Hazeh. And this great Olam Hazeh sells beautiful shows. I remember there was a World's Fair in New York. And there was a song there, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. The great Olam Hazeh. The enjoyment of the day-to-day enjoyment. So beautiful. I can enjoy the world. Okay, I'll learn also something. something for Fakadish. Okay, something for that. I'll daven also. This is not called Nosef Malka. This is not called get married to the king. To get married to the king is to give away all your enjoyments and everything you have. Give it away for Toil and Avodas Hashem. And to this you have to have a lot of pikkus. You have to have a lot of common sense. And if you have a lot of common sense, then you're zoiche to be matzliach forever. This is the atzlocha. There is a Rashi, a very interesting Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev. Very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, it's similar to this story about the king. Rashi says that there was a camel full of flax, full of pishton, and there was a schmid, somebody, a torturer that makes iron. And he was wondering, where will all this pishton come in? Where will this come in? So a picker, Hoyeshon picker, there was a smart man. And what's the problem? Mapuach echad yoitze. One little spark is going to go out of your mapuach, of your torch, and it's going to burn the whole pishton. Anybody remembers this Rashi? This is a Rashi in the Vayeshev. I want to ask you a question. Somebody had to go somewhere and he had 10 valises. 10 valises. And you know what? He comes to the officer, he comes to the airport, and the guy tells him, you know, you're overweight. You're overweight. So there's a smart guy that tells him, you know what? Take a fire, burn 5 of them, and no more. No problems. Hapikach! What's the problem? Where the piston is going to come in? What's the problem? Mapuach, say one spark of your torch burns everything. This is a pikchus? This is pikchus? Take 5 valises, throw them out, burn them. What's Pshat Rashi? Very interesting Rashi. No? A pikach. I think the Pshat is this way. This gamel, the guy with the pishton, this is Olam Hazeh. He has, you know, there's stories, I have to be this, and there's, you know, in order to learn Torah, you have to be a professor, and you have to go to college, and you have to learn, and you have to know, and how can you know? This is a big aganza maisa, a real big story. How can we learn Torah, and all this whole big Olam Hazeh is going to come into my head? I have to be this, and I have to be this, and I have so much problems. How can I sit down and learn? So the picker tells him, it's nonsense, throw him out. It's nothing, there's no value. There's nothing worth the gun, so Olam Hazeh has no value. Throw it out. This is the pikkus. This is the understanding, the seichel, and the wisdom that the whole Olam Hazeh is not going to give you anything. It's not going to bring you anything. To be connected to the Torah, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. to be connected to the Torah, connected to be mekabel the Torah, to live a Jewish life. This gives us eternity, this gives us nitzchias, this gives us forever. And this is the Simcha Purim. This is our Simcha. The understanding that we became a pikeach, we became smart. And our HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up our eyes. We saw that all these other things are nonsense. Nothing won't give you anything. This is the Simcha of Purim. How are we mesameach ourselves Purim? We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we have to thank Him. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are zoiche to be Yidden, to learn Torah, and even when we disguise ourselves, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our want to be connected to the Torah. If somebody disguises himself for a black nigger, this is not Purim. Maybe Tisha B'Av he should wear such a cloth. Purim is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be loyal to you. I want to disguise. You know, I would put on a frack to show I want to be a Rosh Yeshiva. This is what I want to be. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I want to be happy that I'm a Yid. Somebody wants to disguise, let him put on something with him and a few gemaras, small ones, big ones, all over himself. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this is who I want to be. So this guy's like a black nigger with funny faces. This is not Purim. We have to show our deep thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our happiness. And for sure, everybody wants, everybody needs his success throughout life. We're young people and we need our success. So let us know the secret. That Purim is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself to us. And let us ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole day. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ritzoneinu L'Yiras Es Malkeinu. I want to see you. I want to feel you. I want to know and understand. Even I don't understand. I want to live and believe that the only one that's with me, the only one that cares for me, the only one that takes care of all my needs is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is done through the holy day of Purim. It's a day to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day our feelings, hearing the Megillah, we should all have the great Simcha. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're here in front of us. The Yad, the Hashma, the Arig, and the Abed overturned itself, that we will be able to conquer all Yetzirahs. This is the day of Purim. This is our great Simcha. And if we're going to do this, we're going to be like the children that were screaming and asking for their father to reveal himself, and he showed himself to them. And we're really going to feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is our real Kabbalah HaTorah. To be happy with the Torah. To be happy as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. I'm almost finished. I just want to tell you a very interesting story. Something that happened to me. I used to say Shurim in Bnei Brak once a week. So I used to drive with... later on I had the... steady drivers, but I used to drive with the more normal taxi cabs. And one taxi cab got into a debate with me. about being a frum yid. So I told him, I asked him, were you ever really happy in your life? You made this and you had this, and were you ever happy? Do you know the happiness of a Erlich Yid, a Shoyme Torah Mitzvahs? So, I don't know, he was thinking like for a half an hour, three quarters of an hour in the way. I reached Bnei Brak and he said, Harav, atem tzotkim. In simcha b'olam, rak etzla datiyem. And he told me, in my life that I live, atachoshev, kol ana'a, every enjoyment that I have, ze kol kach yakar, this is so expensive. I pay for every enjoyment 100 times as much that I enjoyed. Ze olam shel kinam, ze olam shel ritzicham, this is a world of nothing. Etzlechem yeshana. An interesting story, and a year around, I had got the same driver. And I saw him with a couple. And he said, Rav, ani rotze lagid lecha, haya li bayot im shalom bayit, haya li bayot im hayeladim shili, hayiti mesuvav betzarot, bati labayit, came home, you understand, I'll say it in English. I had problems with Sholem Bayis. I had problems with my children. I had problems with my neighbors. I came home to my wife and I said, you know what? Ulay ninaseh, let us try. Liyot dati lachatzi shala. A half a year will be from. Zakvar shanam. This is over a year. Yeshli shlom bayit, yeshli yeladim. Yes, li bayit, yes, li shchinim, yes, li akol. I have everything I need in my life. This is the kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim, aleihem v'alzarom. After Purim, they took upon themselves. This is the message that we were going to tell our children. This pikchis, this intelligence. Ano nosiv malkum. Mapuach echad yoitza, one little spark, and it shows there's nothing, there's no value to it. Let us take upon ourselves, we're here a few days before Purim, to know Zohar Hashem Salach HaMolek, they are the biggest enemies. If somebody feels that all those enjoyments are going to give him something, the mitzvah is Zohar Hashem Salach HaMolek. All these things bring upon a person's life just disaster. And then we're going to have a Purim and we're going to lay the Megillah and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing, we have to thank Him. And just like when we thank, there's a halacha, and then we're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be with us and show us you're with us. We should all be zoichet to have a happy Purim, and we should be zoichet to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. And also Purim, I have a personal feeling, I think there's no greater time to give a thanks for the whole staff that help us be matzliach and toirim and that care about our ruchnias than the day of Purim. Because that's when we have to thank. And if somebody opened up my eyes and showed me how to be a pikeach, I really have to thank him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should always be Matzliach in all our ways, in our life, and to be zoiche, to be mekabel de Torah, and aleihem v'alzarom, we should all be zoiche to build up Jewish families, aleihem v'alzarom, to be connected to the Torah, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should always feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and feel is with us, till we be zoichel lahasmich gula la gula, and we'll be zoichel to the gula shleiva mehira. Sure. Whatever you need.